The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen.
Amen. Daf Sabi Het. Today's Daf has been studied. The Lunishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem to the Hello Begin Aiden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Rifuah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf. Amen. We begin today's daf on Sabbath, Amud Rishon. We are 9 lines down. V'amar Rabbi Abba, En lecha kitz megulem mizeh. There's no greater sign that the end is near, the ketz. Shne'emar ve'atem hare Yisrael anpechem titenu upelyechem tis'u le'ami Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar omer af mizeh. First the Pasuk is talking about in Yehezkel that the mountains in Israel are going to start to produce fruit. As she says in the fourth part, "Megulem mizek yishetetin eretz Yisrael piya," and the land gives its fruit be'ayin yafa as yikra v'kitz. Something we see today, the land Baruch Hashem is very fertile, it's producing fruit which it hasn't done for thousands of years. Rabbi Elazar omer af mizek. Another pasuk, another sign. Shnei emar ki lifnei hayamim ahem sechar adam lo nehiya. ושכר הבהמה איננה, וליוצא ולבא אין שלום מנצר. When you see nobody making salary, nobody's making wages. Like we learned above, that Mashiach's not coming till עד שתכלה פירותה מן הכיס, until the economy goes flat. Nobody has a penny in their pocket. There's not going to be money that's found. Then you know already the time of Mashiach, as she says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, a pasuk kishetere de en shum adam mestaker, ve af schar behema lo nehiya, ve anuke da amran ad shetekle piruta min hakis, en ma'ot mesuyot bakis, schar behema, avodat adama, shehaya al yadei behema enenna, which means schar behema means used to work the ground with animals. People stopped doing that. That's a sign. But what's the next part of the pasuk? Mai la yotze velaba en shalom menatzar. What does that mean? La yotze velaba, the one that's leaving and the one that's coming, en shalom menatzar. He has no peace from his enemies. Rab amar af tamidei hachamim shekatu behem shalom. Dichtiv shalom rav do ave turatecha. This is referring to the rabbis. En shalom mepnei tzar. Even the tamidei hachamim, I'm not going to have peace from the tzarot. Ushmuel amar ad shiyu kol ha-she'arim kulan shikulim, until all the prices of food, all the markets are going to be equal. Let's look at Rashi. Ul yotze uleba en shalom az yavo Mashiach shalom rav. Hanu ul yotze uleba elu tamidei hachamim otam sheyad dinam latzit veleba b'shalom. Normally those that used to go and enter in peace, I mean, I can have peace. Kedichtiv shalom rab lemetuatech, afilu lehanu en shalom. Menatza merov tzarot. Shna halina miyetzer hara. Some say that the Talmidei Chachamim are going to be afflicted by the yetzer hara. En shalom menatzar. They're not going to have peace from the yetzer. The yetzer hara is going to be so great in times of the Mashiach, it's going to even affect the Talmidei Chachamim. Shekulin, shavin shal atibua v'yayin. All the prices are going to be the same. The price of a staple item like wheat and wine. It'll be very difficult. So some say the economy is going to be good. It'll be cheap. The price of wheat and the price of wine will be the same. Like we said, in the end, in the 60 and the 50, the soba is going to be gadol. it's going to be a great surplus. So at that point, all prices are going to be equal, meaning it's talking about a good economy, meaning because things are going to go down. We said during the 7 years of the Mashiach, in the beginning there's great famine, and then as the years go on, it dissipates and becomes a little better. Okay, comes Gemara says Amar Rabbi Hanina, En ben David ba'ad sheyitbakesh dag lechole velo yimatze. You're going to try to find fish for the sick person, and you're not going to be able to find it. Which means normally you don't give fish for a sick person, you give a piece of meat, he says. But there's not going to be any piece of meat available, because there's going to be famine. So you're going to look for fish, and you're not going to be able to find a piece of fish even. That means the economy is going to be bad. שנאמר, אז אשקיע ממהם ונהרותם כשמן הוליך. The water is going to be frozen. The fish are not going to be able to swim. וכתב, ביום ההוא הצמיח קרן לבית ישראל. You see, there's a lack of fish. Then you know already it's going to be... the end is near. Amar Rabbi Hama Bar Hanina, En Ben David Va, Ad Shetichle Malchut Haddala Yisrael. When the Jewish people lose government or lose rulership, meaning the Jewish people are not going to be in any power of, you know, any seat of power, even a small seat of power. Shnei Emar, וחרת הזלזלים במזמרות. What is that referring to? זלזלים. That's מלכות הזלה. מלכות. A leadership that's even מזולזל. A low position. Jewish people can lose all their positions. וכתיב בתרי, בעת ההיא יובל שי, להשם סבאות עם ממושך ומורת. At that time over there, when the מלכות is going to be destroyed, שהדעת היה נמשך על ידי גויים אלה מזה ואלה מזה במליטת צערים ובשרם. The Jewish people were subject to destruction of their body and their land. At that time over there, the Jewish people are going to receive Jerusalem. It's going to be like a gift. And the Geulah is going to come. אמר זעירי, אמר בחנינה, אין בן דוד בא, עד שיכלו גסי הרוח מישראל. Until the arrogance, the gaftanim leaves klais. Shnei emar ki az asir mekerbech alize gaavatech. That's the gaava. Uchti v'sharti mekerbech am ani v'dal v'hasu b'shem Hashem. And after that, God will have mercy on us, and God will protect us. As Jesus kolam shetavodim geula v'yhasu b'shem Shaddai. They put their trust in Shem Shaddai, and we will be redeemed. Amar v'semnai b'shemun b'ilazav b'shemon. En ben David ba'at shichlu kol ashoftim v'shotrim miYisrael. No more judges. Shnei emar ve'ashiva yadi alayich ve'tzrof kemor sigayich ve'ashiva shofetayich. Right, I'm going to take away the shofetayich, the judges. And then the pasuk says, "Ahalechen yikare lachir atzede kidyani emana." I mean, Jerusalem will be reestablished. The Jewish people will be saved. Amar ola en Yerushalayim nevdet ela betzdaka. The redemption of Jerusalem is dependent on charity. Shne'emar, Siyon, b'mishpat padeh, v'shaveh b'staka. Okay, those that were sent into exile, the captives, are going to be redeemed b'staka. Amar papa, ibatle yehireh, if you're not going to find gaftanim anymore, batle amgusheh, you won't find witchcraft. They're connected. When there's no more Ga'avat, he'll get rid of the witches that cause great Sa'ar to Klal Yisrael. And she says, Amgushe, Parsiim, the Persians, Mechashifim, Shemitza'arin Yisrael, Masichat Shabbat. Okay? Ibatle Dayane, when the corrupt judges are going to leave Klal Yisrael? Those are the judges that they tilt the judgment the wrong way. So when they get knocked out, Batle Gezir Pateh. So you'll also have the judges of the Goyim that will get knocked out. Those are the judges that beat up Klal Yisrael. And she says, Shoftim Ovdei Kochim HaChoftim Et Yisrael B'Maklot. They beat the Jewish people with sticks. So Gemara says, how do you notice? So you get rid of also the magicians of the Goyim that cause us trouble. I will purify kabor sigayich. Sigayich is an Aramaic sage. That's something great. That's ba'ale ga'avan. I think they're great. And when God is going to purify Klal Yisrael, take away the sigayich, those that think that they're sagir, they think that they're great, then the bidilayich will go away also. That's the bidilayich of the witches or the magicians. They're called bidilayich because they separate themselves from Yirat Hashem. Bidilayich, the nivdal mi Yirat Hashem. Sigayich, that she says, kimo rav, the metergimin and sagir. That's the ga'avah. If the judges, corrupt judges, get erased from Klal Yisrael, so they'll get rid of the Gezerpateh, those are the ones that beat the Jewish people up, the Shoftim that beat the Jewish people up, Shnei Emar, Odechtiv Yesir Hashem Mishpatayich, Pina Oyebech. God will remove your corrupt judges, Pina Oyebech, and your enemies will go away. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Im ra'ita dor shemitma'et ve'olech, you see a generation that's losing its money. The money is just dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. Hakelo, get ready. Shnei emar ve'et am ani toshiya. God is going to redeem am ani. Yeshua is going to come to a poor nation. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Im ra'ita dor shetzarot rabot ba'ot alav kan nahar. You see a generation that troubles are befalling it like a river. Hakelo, wait for the Mashiach. Shneimar ki yavo chan nahar tzar ruach Hashem notzetza bo usmich le ubal etzion goel. Damar Rabbi Yohanan, en ben David ba ela bedor shekolo zakai ukolo hayav. Extreme generation. They're going to be totally innocent, but they're going to be totally guilty. בדור שכולו זכאי דכתיב ועמך כולם צדיקים לעולם ישוארס. It says the generation they're all going to be צדיקים ישוארס, to inherit the land. ואז גאולה בדור שכולו חייב דכתיב ויער כי אין איש. God's going to see that there's no צדיקים to stand up, protect Israel. וישתומם כי אין מפגיע. And there's going to not be anybody that's going to be able to pray to God. The next pasuk says, "Vatosha'lo," and God is going to redeem them. And it says, "Ubal Etzion Goel." And it also says, "Uchtiv leMa'ani E'asim." God says, "I might have to redeem the Jewish people for my sake," meaning they're not going to be worthy to be redeemed. They're going to be the Sha'im, but I have to do it for my sake, because God's not going to let the Hilul Hashem take place. His name is Mechulal as long as the Jewish people are not redeemed. So God said, I have to do it for my name in order to stave off the Hilul Hashem. Okay, so a better chance of Dol Shekulo Hayav. But that's an option, like we learned on yesterday's daf. Look to be an Azar will be Yoshua. Once the Mashiach can only come through Teshuvah. And the Yeshua said, no, he's coming regardless. Whether we make teshuvah or we don't make teshuvah, he's going to come at a certain time. There's a ketz, there's an end. So that's like the Shita over here. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rameh Ketiv, or Rameh, that's the way you're supposed to always read it. Rameh, he brought a stira. Ketiv, one pasuk says, Be'ita, that the Mashiach is coming in a certain time. And he's not coming before that time. Uchtiv Achishenna. But Pasuk also says Achishenna, he'll come early. Make up your mind, is he coming Be'ita or is he coming Ahayshena early.
Gemara answers, Zachu Ahayshena. Lo Zachu Be'ita. So Jewish people have Zechut that they're righteous, then the Geulah is going to get sped up. It's going to come earlier. Lo Zachu Be'ita. It comes in a specific time. Amar Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rameh. Yeshua ben Levi Borestira. Ketiv. Va'aru Daniel. Va'aru im anane shemaya kebar enash ate. What does that mean? Something about the clouds, no? Im anane shemaya kebar enash ate. The Mashiach is going to come like the clouds. The clouds are very fast, they just show up. He saw in the dream the clouds come very quickly. So that was a sign that he had that the Mashiach is going to appear very quickly. That the Mashiach is going to come like the clouds. It sounds like it's quickly. The wind blows the clouds. Even he saw another pasuk that says, Ani v'rochev al hamur. The Mashiach is going to be like a poor man that's riding on a donkey. Donkey comes very slow. So make up your mind, is the Mashiach going to come quickly like a cloud or slowly like a hamur? But that's a zechu. Imana nishmaya. The Mashiach is going to come with the clouds. It's going to blow him quickly. Lo zechu, ani v'rochev al hamur. It's going to come in a lazy way, in a slow way on a donkey. Amar nesh shabur malka lishmuel. Shmur Malka was the Persian king. Shapur. Amritu Mashiach al-Hamara'ate. You claim that Mashiach is going to come on a donkey. It's Gnai. Such a hashuv guy to go on a donkey. Ishadar le-Sushia Barkad Itli. I'll send him one of my nice horses. Combed horses that I have. He's offering his horses. And she says, Sus Mesurak, combed. Mechuban Benae. It's nice. The Gnai Mishiyavu Al Hamor. Now, of course, he was making fun. He wasn't really offering the horse. Milaglega, yeah. He's making jokes. I'll send one of my horses. Can't afford it, I'll send one of my horses. Right? This is Shapur Malka, the Persian king. And some say, Susab Batka Sus Baduk Larutz. Quick horse, fast horse. Amale mi itlach bar hivar gavne. Do you have a horse that's 100 colors? Which means the donkey that Mashiach is going to come on has 100 colors, 100 shades. So if you can provide us a horse that has 100 colors like that, then no problem. And she says, klum yesh lich asus bar me'a givanim shachamur she'lo kenu. Bemilta ba'al madahya. Stam, yes. It's not proven, he just said it to throw him off.
Your finest horse is not as splendid as Mashiach's donkey.
Yeah. The best horse is not nicer than the Mashiach's donkey. But he just said it. He doesn't have a source for it. He just threw him off. Okay, yeah. Our donkey is better than your best. He shut him down, exactly. Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi Ashkach le Eliyahu. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi found Eliyahu and Nevi. Da'avek kaime atitqad me'artat Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He was in Meron. At the entry of the grave of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, by the cave. Amar le, so Rabbi Yeshua told him, Atena le'alma de'ate, do I have Olam Abba? Amar le, im yirtze adon hazeh. He says, if the Shekhinah that's over here wills it. She says, Shekhinah ita'amahim. Well, we continue for a second. The story is going to go back. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, Shnayim ra'iti v'kol shlosha shamachti. What happened? Rabbi Yehoshua says, when I was telling the story over later on in time, Shnayim ra'iti. I saw two, v'kol shlosha shamachti, and I heard three. What does he mean to say when he says that? Kol shlosha d'shkina hava bahadayu. Says, I was asking Eliyahu a question and I heard it, three voices. I mean, the Shekhinah must have been there when I was talking to them. I saw two people, me and Eliyahu Navi. But there was three voices there. The Shekhinah must have been must have been there.
Okay. Amar there, back to the story. So he says, Emate ate Mashiach. So he says, when is the Mashiach coming? He asked the Yamanavi. It's a good question. Amar le zil shayle li dide. He said, what are you asking me for? What are you asking yourself? Ve'eche yativ. Okay, where is he sitting? Afetcha de karta. He's sitting at the gates, the entrance of the gates. Okay. Umay simane. How am I going to know siman so I can recognize him? Yativ b'nei aniyes of the cholaim. Mashiach sits next to the aniyim that have troubles. Sara'at. Well, the low people. V'chulan sharu v'asire b'had zimna. They're wearing bandages. They're taking off their bandages. Sharu v'asire b'had zimna. They're all sitting at the gate, taking off their bandages and putting on their bandages. Iyu shari had v'asir had. Now, what do? All the other people that are sick, they take off all their bandages and they put on a new one in one shot. And he takes off one at a time. And they do it in one shot, he does it one time. That's the siman. That, you know, that's the Mashiach. Amar dilma mi ba'ina. Delo e'akiv. Aha. The reason why he does it one at a time, because they might need him. If he takes off all his bandages, and then God says, go redeem the Jewish people, they're going to be ready. So he's only able to clean one wound at a time. So he can get ready quickly if God needs him. As opposed to the other guys, they just take off all their bandages, and they're not Mashiach, they're just regular folk. But the Mashiach needs to be ready. So he does one at a time, so he could always be on the... The Sheet says, Bifitcha. Now he says, which gate is this in? The Eilam Uri lo bepetach ha'ir mamash, not the gate of the city. Eila Gan Eden. Who? Keneged kolam kamal edu atot sachil Gan Eden. Okay, he's in the gates of Gan Eden. Sovdei cholaim menuga'im. And he's also a menuga'. Kolehu, mishyesh lo arba v'hamesh negaim. Somebody that's by the gate that has four or five wounds. Asirelu v'sharu b'had azimna. Matirin kol negi'atam b'yachad. They take all their bandages off together, and they clean all their wounds, and they place them on. He cleans it, and ties it back. If I need to be called upon to redeem the Jewish people, I'm not going to even take time to tie two wounds. I want to be ready to go. Okay. So after he found out where Mashiach was, he took him up on it. He went to see him. Azal gabe. So he went to the Mashiach. Amar le, Shalom alecha Rabbi Umuri. So he tells the Mashiach, Shalom alecha Rabbi Umuri. Amar le, Shalom alecha Barli Va'e. He knew right away who he was. Shalom alecha Barli Va'e. Yoshua ben Nevi. Amar le, Le'ematai atemur. When are you coming? Amar le, Hayom. Okay. He told him today. So, Atal gabe Eliyahu. So, Yoshua ran back to Eliyahu Nevi. Amar le, May amar lach. What did he say? What did Mashiach tell you? Amar le, Shalom alecha Barli Va'e. Amar le, Aftach lach v'labuch la'amadat. Once he gave you that recognition, you're guaranteed you and your father are going to go to Olam Abba. He mentioned you and your father, Badli Va'e. He says, "The ilav tzaddikim gevurim atem lo ava yehiv lach shalma." If you weren't a perfect tzaddik, he wouldn't have given you shalom. And he wouldn't have mentioned your father's name. So that to answer your first question that you asked me, do you have Olam Abba?
Yeah.
You're in. Amaleh, so he tells the Yahweh Navi, only one problem. Shakureka mishakarbi. Mashiach's a liar. Damaldi ayom atina velo ata. He told me he's coming today. And he didn't show up. Amaleh achi amalach. He didn't understand what he was saying. He was quoting a pasuk in Tehilim. Hayom im bekolot tishma'u.
yeah, I'm ready to come today. If you will listen to his voice, if you listen to the voice of God, I'm ready to come even today. And she says, Hayom im bekolo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu tishma'u. Then the Mashiach is ready to come. Shalu talmidav et Rabbi Yosef ben Kesma. Ematai ben David ba. When is he coming? Amar. It's like, I know when he's coming. I can tell you when he's coming. But mityare ani shema tevakshu memeni ot. I can tell you, but you might ask me for a sign. Amru lo, enanu mevakshim mecha ot. We're not going to ask you for a sign. Just tell us when he's coming. Ma'alehem nechshi yipol ha-sha'ar hazeh v'yibaneh. V'yipol v'yibaneh. V'yipol. V'mespekim lomnot ad she-ben David ba. See this gate over here? The gate is going to come apart. They're going to rebuild it. It's going to come apart. They're going to rebuild it. It's going to come apart a third time. They're not going to be able to rebuild it. That's when you know Mashiach's coming. All right. Which gate? Shel Ir Romi. There was a gate in Rome. The gate in Rome is going to come down. Okay. When you have earthquakes in Rome, so then you know already Mashiach is on his way. Okay. Amru lo, Rabbeinu ten lanu ot. Sure enough, they asked him for a sign. That what you're saying is right. Amar lehem lo kach amartem, li she'en atem mekshim mimenu ot. You told me you're not going to ask me for a sign, now you ask me for a sign. Amru lo vaf apichen. You're right, but tell us anyway. Amar lehem im kach, yehafchu me'arat pamyas ledam. Wow. The waters of the banyas should turn into blood. Nehpechu ledam. And they turned into blood by the Jordan over there. So that was the sign he gave it to. Right, they call it the banyas. That's what they have in Israel. So that is right. That's going to happen. Pumina, you know what you're talking about. So I shall show you this. It turned into blood. Bishat petirato amar lehem. This is Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. At the time that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was passing away, he said, Ha'amiku li aroni. Put my grave, or my casket, deep into the ground. And she says, Asuli kever bekarka amok. Make me a deep one. She'en kol dekel v'dekel shebebabel, she'en su shel persiyim nekshar bo. V'necha aron v'aron shebe'etz seshen sus madai, ochel bo teben. Wow. It's because every palm tree, there's going to be such an army of Gog u'Magog, there's not going to be a palm tree in Israel that a soldier of Gog u'Magog doesn't have his horse tied to it. And it's not going to be an aron of kivura, a coffin, that the horses of Madai are not going to be eating straw from it. They're going to use the coffins as troughs. Mm-hmm. When the green commentators assume the times of Gog and Magog, they're going to dig up the graves and use the coffins to put food in them so the animals can eat out of it. So he says, bury my coffin very deep so they won't get it. And she says on the top line, "Shemotziim ha'aronot chutz la'karka ve'osim b'menu avusim b'melchemet Gog u'Magog." Next one, "Kelomar she'atidim paras u'maday lavo al Babel ve'lelochta v'netmalek kol eres Babel hayalot persiim v'susayim u'misham b'em le'esrayim lochtim u'tad." They will start in Babel, and from Babel they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav. Okay, more about the Mashiach. In Ben David ba ad she titpashet malchut. That's the enemies. It's going to be 9 months. 9 months of the malchut Rome. It's going to be over us. Shneimal lachem yitenem ad et yoleda.
Yeah, that at the time that it takes a lady to give birth. V'yitir ha'vishmona b'nei Yisrael. Enemies are going to have 9 months over us in Eretz Yisrael. She says, "I know tet chodashim." In 9 months, will be very bad. Amar Ula. So Ula, when he saw how bad the days are going to be before Mashiach, he said, "Yiteh ve'lo achminne." Hope he comes, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to be there. Echen Amar Rabba, "Yiteh ve'lo achminne." I don't want to see it. Rabbi Yosef Amar, "Yiteh." He should come and I should be able to sit in the shade of the excrement of his donkey. Even that I want to see. She says, "Bitzel ha-re'i shel hamoro." Okay, what the, I don't care what the circumstances are. Even under the worst circumstances, I just want to see the Mashiach. Amad Abayir Rava, my Tama. He says, "Why don't you want to see the Mashiach? Why are you praying that he comes, but you don't want to see it?" Ilah Mishum Hablo Shel Mashiach. You're going to say Hablo Shel because the time is going to be very tough, so you don't want to be there. You don't have nothing to worry about. That Tanya Shadu Tamidav Rabbi El Azar Mayah Sead Rabbi Natsil Hablo Shel Mashiach. What should a person do to save himself from the birth pains of Mashiach? Yasuk b'Torah b'Gemilut Hasadim. That's it. Learn Torah, do Chesed, you're okay. So he told him, he said, "Rabbi, I have nothing to worry about. Umor, ha-Torah v'Gemilut Hasadim. You got both. You do Torah, you do Chesed." Amar le, Shemei Yigrom Achet. He says, "You're right, but I'm worried that maybe I have a sin, and the sin will cause me to come back to the Tzahar." Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rameh. Famous Derash. We said many times we learned this. Ketiv, it says in Bereshit. God tells Yaakov, "Hine anochi amach ushmarticha b'chol asher telech." I'm with you. I'm going to protect you wherever you go. Uchtiv. Vayira Yaakov meod v'yetzel lo. He was scared. What was he scared of? God told him, "I'm going to protect you." Shaya mityare, shema yigrom achet. Maybe he has he'll make a sin. And once he makes a sin, so then already all the zichuyot that he had are not going to stand for him. So the tzaddikim are always worried, even though they have good mitzvot, but they're always worried that their sins, they might make a sin unintentionally, whatever it may be, and that's going to take away their beracha. Kedetanya, it says in the Braita, Ad ya'avor amecha Hashem, Zubi Ari Shona, that was referring to when the Jewish people came into Israel. Ad ya'avor, they crossed the Jordan in the times of Yeshua. Ad Ya'avor Abzu Karita. Ad Ya'avor is the second entry. It's Zubi Ashiniya. That was in the time of Azaz Sofer. When the Jewish people came back after Galut Bavel. That's the second entry. Emor Me'ata. Re'uyim ayu Yisrael la'asot lem nes bibi Ashiniya ki bi Ali Shona. When Azaz Sofer came back there, he said it should have been just as miraculous as when Yeshua entered Israel, but it wasn't. But the pasuk puts it together. Ya'avor amecha Hashem. Ad Ya'avor. It puts the two entries in the same pasuk. What happened? How come in the times of Ezra Sofer it wasn't so miraculous? Ela shegara machet. Because they had sins. So the sins, you see, can take away the beracha, even though it was guaranteed, it was prophesied about. But the sin already took away the beracha. Right? So you see that that's what the rabbi was worried about. וכן אמר רב יוחנן יתה ולא אחמינה משיח קמבר, I don't want to see it. אמר רש לקיש מי טעמה. What are you worried about, רב יוחנן? אילימה משום דכתיב כאשר ינוס איש מפני הארי ופקעו הדוב ובא הבית ושמח ידו על הקיר ונשכו הנחש. So much troubles. You're going to be chased by a lion. You're going to run from the lion, and you're going to run into a bear. And then from the bear, you're going to run, and there's going to be a snake greeting you. That means this, the trouble is just going to be successive. So maybe that's why you don't want to be there.
bo ve aracha dugmato ba'olam hazeh. So he says, I'll show you an example in this world. It's happening already. Bizman she'adam yoseh la'sadeh, guy goes out to his field to work, upaga bo santer. What's a santer? Santer?
Called santer.
Santer is going to be the surveyor. He goes and measures the fields of the people to make sure how big their fields are. So now the santer is like a lion. Because if he makes the field shorter, he loses. So it says, domeh kemisha pagabu ari. You go to work, there's the same thing. You got to worry about the tax collector. Nechnas la'in, so he goes back home. Pagabu gabai. Who does he see when he gets home? The tax collector, mamash, the tax collector. So wherever you go in business, there's always problems. You go to the office, there's the lion waiting for you. Come home, the tax collector's waiting for you. Domeh kemisha pagodov. Nechnas la'beto, he comes home. Umatzab arvunotam, utalim bara'ab. And then he sees his children starving, they need money. Domeh kemisha neshkon nahash, it's like the snake. No, we have it already. What are you scared of Mashiach? What's happening today? Wherever you go, there's troubles. Meaning, what are you worried about Mashiach? Can't be worse than we have today. So that cannot be the reason why you're scared for Mashiach. Ela mishum dechtiv. Sha'alu na'oru im yoled zachar. Madua ra'iti kol gever yadav al halatzav ke yoleda ve'nepechu kol panim liyerakon. Wow. Says their faces are going to turn green. They're going to be like pregnant ladies that are in pain. Okay. Ma'ira iti kol gever. What does it mean? I saw all the men. Amar ba bresach amarav mi shekol gibura shelo. Wow. Who's the gibura kol gever? It's a kadosh baruch hu. He's going to be mista'ed ke yoleda. At the time that he's going to destroy the Ovet Kochavim. Wow. Da'iti kol geber. Who's the geber? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the geber. As she says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzta'ir ba'atzmo. Ke yoleda, like a lady giving birth. Ve'omer b'sha'as she'ma'avir ha'ovdei kochavim b'dei Yisrael. He'ach ha'abid elu p'nei elu. Wow. It's going to be difficult for God. How can I destroy these in front of these? Because everybody says it's not going to be so worthy. It's going to be painful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to destroy these in front of these. It says their faces are going to turn green or like jaundiced. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Pamalia shel ma'ala upamalia shel mata. The Malachim and the Jewish people. B'sha'as shemar kadosh baruch hu halalu ma'asei yadai v'halalu ma'asei yadai heach abed elu mepnei elu. God's going to say, these are my creations and these are my creations. How can I destroy these in front of these? So both the Jewish people and the angels in heaven, they're going to turn green from the sa'ar of making these decisions. It's not God. He says the Maharsha, it's midat adin, midat rahamim. He says here, the Yad Ramah, she'enu mekabel et pirush ha-pirushat ha-kadosh baruch hu mefakpek. But God is not doubting if he should do it. Shekel it's a kodesh baruch hu ain't sefekot. Hakavanah midotav, midot rahamim. Shayan nebra kechol nevraim. Vayait he hayta notenet shelo leabed et haumot. Midot rahamim is keilu saying, how can we kill the umot? It's not kodesh baruch hu doesn't have any doubts. He's not turning green. It's the midot rahamim. The midot kenarei mistapek. Amar papanu da amre inche. Rahit v'nafal tura. Ve'azil ve'shadel le'susya be'uriye. Yeah, that's what the people say. When the ox is running and it falls, so the master goes after it. Ve'shadel le'susya be'uriye. What does he do? He puts in his place, in his trough, a horse. And the horse, I guess the what? The shorter runs, falls, breaks his leg. So he replaces it with a horse.
Ox gets better. Yeah, the ox gets better.
Ox gets better. What does he do?
And he has a
problem. It's hard. It's hard for him to get rid of the horse. Because he put the horse in the place. Same thing with Yisrael. When the Jewish people were doing the Tzoros Shel Makom, he gave them Gedula. When they did sins, they fell from their level. And he put them in the place of the Goyim. He put the Goyim in charge. Now when the Jews make Teshuvah,
So he's got to take away the goyim. So he feels bad. That's the tzar. So that's Havle Mashiach. So that's what Rabbi Yohanan was scared of. That at the time of the Mashiach, the Jewish people are going to be placed under the rulership of the goyim, like you see from all these inyanim over here. That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's difficult for him to take us out of the goyim. So he was scared of the domination of the goyim. Okay. One more. Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav, Atidim Yisrael De'achle Shnei Mashiach. What does that mean? It's going to happen. There's going to be a great plenty. They're going to receive all the benefits that are going to happen in the times of the Mashiach, as she says. The Achle Shnei Mashiach, first line, Sova Sheyeh Bo Tanei Mim Yisrael Yeh. This is going to be a great economic plenty. Amar Rav Yosef Pshita. Ve'el Aleman Achil. Who's going to eat it if not us? Chilek u'bilek achle lehu. Who do you think is going to eat the plenty? Chilek and Bilek? Those are imaginary names, I guess. Who's Chilek and Bilek? That she says, yeah, kach hayu regilim lomar, kadam she'omer, v'chi shedim v'shedatot yuchlenu. Who's going to eat the benefits? The shedim and the shedot? Right, so that's like those are fictitious names. Of course the Jewish people get a benefit over here. So she just gives examples where you see Chilek and Bilek used. Second Pshat and Hashim says they were judges in Sedom. Chilek and Bilek. So who's going to eat it? Chilek and Bilek, the judges of Sedom? Of course we're going to benefit from it.
L'apukim ed Rabbi Hillel d'amar em Mashiach l'Yisrael. Oh. שכבר אכלו במי חזקיה.
What does he mean? Mashiach's not coming?
חזקיה was Mashiach.
All the prophecies that were said about Mashiach was חזקיה. They benefited from all the good things that happened in the times of חזקיה took place already to Klal Yisrael.
I don't think he means that Mashiach's not going to come. Meaning all the good things that happened already that were destined happened in his time. So we're not getting all the perks that's supposed to come with the Mashiach. Amar Rav, lo ibri alma ila le David. The world was not created only in the zechut of David, that he's saying the shtorv tishpachot. Ushmuel amal le Moshe. Received the Torah. Rabbi Hanan amal le Mashiach. The world was created only for the gadlut of the Mashiach.
The argument over here is, what generation had the best period? Some say it was the time of David, he was winning all his wars. That's Rav Shmuel says in the times of Moshe, they ate the man, that Anani Kavod. Rabbi Yohanan says, no, the times of the Mashiach. It's going to be the best generation ever. Okay, stop here. Amen, amen.